and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. London's Heathrow Airport is shut down until midnight tonight, UK time, after a fire in an electrical substation caused a significant power outage. The world's second largest airport, Heathrow is a major hub, and BBC's Charlotte Gallagher reports the ripple effect is going around the globe.
Every flight that was due to land has either been completely cancelled or diverted to other airports. Some were in the air when the airport was closed, and they've returned to the airports they departed from. One man said on social media he took off from LAX airport in California, was in the air for 90 minutes, then the pilot announced, "We can't go any further, we're going back to Los Angeles because Heathrow has been closed."
If you're flying today, check for delays. President Trump signed an order calling for the Department of Education to be dismantled.
With children seated at school desks as the backdrop, President Trump made the announcement.
To begin eliminating the federal Department of Education once and for all.
The president says some of the core functions of the Department of Education will be redistributed.
Pell Grants, Title I funding, resources for children with disabilities.
Since eliminating a federal agency takes an act of Congress, Republicans are planning legislation.
CBS's Linda Kenyon. The New York Times reports Elon Musk will get a look at top-secret plans at the Pentagon today for how the U.S. would handle a possible war with China. President Trump says that's fake news, but Musk is heading to Arlington.
Elon Musk is expected to visit the Pentagon on Friday, according to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who says Musk will attend a meeting on innovation. Musk has taken on an expansive role as a senior advisor to President Trump on efforts to cut spending across the federal government. Musk already has a relationship with the Pentagon through his company SpaceX, which has millions of dollars in contracts with the Defense Department. Eleanor Watson, CBS News, Washington, D.C.
98-year-old World War II veteran Russell Wright of Des Moines, Iowa, is heading to the nation's capital. He and 30 other veterans will spend 3 days here seeing war monuments and, of course, remembering.
We're in Japan, and we got this. We could see the ceremony of the Japanese signing or surrender.
Wright's honor flight is courtesy of the Wake Foundation. Former NFL and Michigan football coach Matt Weiss is facing federal cybercrime charges for allegedly accessing student files looking for intimate photos. WWJ radio reporter Ryan Recker.
Weiss was fired in 2023 after he did not cooperate with U of M's investigation. They believe Weiss gained access to the social media, email, and cloud storage accounts of more than 2,000 athletes. He's charged with 14 counts of unauthorized computer access and 10 counts of identity theft.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
A Badgers win in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a victory today over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell, leading scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell, 18. John Tanjay had 15 in all five Badgers players with double-digit points. Up next, they face Brigham Young on Saturday. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. It still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart. Smart with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After well over a year of hype surrounding the show Severance, I finally had to check it out. 40 minutes into episode 1 of season 1, I had more questions than answers, but the pilot closed strong. Despite being a slow starter, the sci-fi mystery about a group of office workers who discover that their work memories and personal life memories have been surgically separated is a critic's darling, pulling a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. I will have more information as I continue the binge. The premiere date for season 2 of The Last of Us is right around the corner. Recently, it was revealed revealed that series co-lead Bella Ramsey was diagnosed with autism. Making the story even more interesting was that it was a crew member on the set whose daughter has autism who suggested Ramsey get tested while season one was still being shot. Ramsey says they believe this will help them as an actor, as they have always been someone who watches and studies people. Season two of The Last of Us drops April 13th on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to 48 for a high today. Tonight, clear, low in the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler, mid to upper 30s for a high with some rain and eventually a little snow possible late tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
We're talking about Trump tariffs as well as other news for Wisconsin with Dr. Kristen Lierley in the first hour. Hari Kondabolu is our guest in the second hour, and this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes pina coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, hey, Wisconsin. What are you guys doing? How are you? Great to have you. Beautiful day here in the state of Wisconsin. And a beautiful evening here in downtown Green Bay after we got pummeled with snow. It's basically gone. And I always love that because it was very pretty last night. But it's nice that it's you know, mostly gone. It should be gone. Conrad, what's your prediction? When can we say spring will be back?
There's supposed to be snow next week, Monday, I believe. So, I don't know. So this morning, I woke up a little early to go to the gym.
Good for you.
Just because I wanted to watch, you know.
You want to be ready for the game.
Yeah, but if they needed me, I was ready to go.
You were
ready
to go.
But when I walked out, eyes were barely open, just trying to get in my car. It was still slippery out there.
Yeah. But it was like so fast. All of a sudden, all the roads were clear. And I love that. I can handle that.
So I had my water bottle in my hand. And I did like a cartoonish slip.
Oh, no.
Water bottle flew out of my hand. I fell backwards.
Right as the girl you were trying to impress left her apartment.
And I texted my friend that. He goes, "You wouldn't believe it, but the same thing happened to me this morning."
Was that bad?
Yeah, and he lives in Milwaukee, so that was funny. We did it on opposite ends of Wisconsin.
Simultaneous statewide slips. What are you benching these days?
I don't go for max bench. I just do reps.
Okay. How many reps?
Well, I start out, I do.
If this is a personal question, stop me.
No,
I don't know what, because I don't want to, you know.
I'm not too good on the math, so I can just tell you how many. But the best I got was two plates, 10 and a 2.5. I don't know just why
two
I added
plates.
It.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Is
I added
there food
it.
On those plates, or are you just lifting the plates? Well, how does that work?
Well, the bar's 45, and then the two plates are 45.
So you get two plates on each side.
That's 10.
90. That's 180. The bar is
40. 45.
So you're pushing up 225.
More because I 10 added.
Oh,
10.
Then you add 10. So you're 245.
Plus,
dude, you're a
plus,
tank.
Plus five.
What's
but,
the
I mean,
five? That is
was,
that the knobs that go on the end? You can tell I'm a serious weightlifter. I just called them knobs.
No, that was that. I can't do that now. But that was back when I was in college and just had nothing to do besides go to the gym and eat protein.
Try to increase your bench. That's like a college. Nobody cares how much they can bench once they leave college. It's like kind of a thing with dudes. I don't know if it is with girls, like, you know, but I remember that everybody's like, "What do you bench? What do you bench?" Now I don't even know, you know.
That I remember that was a big like you meet a guy, he's like, "Yeah, I go to the gym. What's your bench, dude?" Can you lift more than me?
It seems like kind of, because it seems like kind of a personal question. Like you're kind of laying the groundwork for a fight. Oh, really? Okay. Well, I bench this. That cracks me up. I hate my younger self.
I'd rather do lightweight and high reps.
Yeah.
I think that's the best for muscle growth.
I do this thing where I look kind of ridiculous. Like it's this thing where you put on as much weight as you can handle and you do a really slow resistance. Like you'll pull it up, you'll let it down slowly while you count to 25, back up while you count to 25, and back down while you count to 25. And it's great. It's like 30 minutes a week. That's all you need. And I've stuck with it for about almost 10 years now. I'm not always consistent,
okay,
but 30 minutes a week I can handle. So the problem is when you're doing it at the gym, it does not look like that much weight. So you look like you're kind of, I don't know what the right word is, special. I don't know. But you look like you're really struggling with a low amount of weight. And people don't realize, no, this is very hard because I'm letting it down very slowly. I'm not just doing, you know.
I don't think the correct way to lift is fast anyways. I think it is slow.
And keep your form.
I mean, you just got to get rid of like gym anxiety where you care what people actually think of what you're lifting. Like they're doing their own thing. You're doing your own thing.
Correct.
Yeah, I keep to my own self. And that's why I got like noise canceling headphones. It's like I'm just there by myself, you know?
Nice. No, that's what you got to do. And that's why I go at night. I go late at night and there's like four people in the gym. But I typically go in the clothes I wear when I've been on the radio. So I look like an extra nerd because it looks like I'm spazzing out over low weight with like a shirt with a collar and nice pants and tennis shoes. So it's like, what's this guy? I just don't see the point of spending $200 on a workout outfit when I go to the gym once a week to do my weights.
You know what? You just go to Amazon. They got some good cheap stuff on there for working out.
Workout threads?
They got some workout threads
there. All right. Maybe I should do that. I don't know. But I'm not really there to impress anyone. I'm just really trying to do the bare minimum.
You're just like, I was at the gym this week. Let's point that out.
It's 30 minutes of resistance training. If I can't handle that, I'm pathetic. So, hey, all right. This has been Weightlifting Talk with Pete and Conrad. We're coming right back. We'll answer your questions about barbells and dumbbells and blasting your quads and everything we can think of. Great to have you with me tonight, folks. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. We are broadcasting from downtown Green Bay, and we have so much fun on a Thursday night. What is Thursday night, Conrad?
It is the Christmas Eve of weekdays.
It sure is, buddy. And it was a white Christmas, almost white Christmas Eve. But fun show tonight. Mike Toomey is coming by, my pal Mike Toomey, at 6:35 to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mike is a comedian who does a Christmas show every year here in Wisconsin. He's well-traveled throughout our state, and his day job is the WGN Morning Show, where he is one of the hosts. And he's just great at what he does and is a phenomenal comedian. One of those guys I looked up to when I started doing comedy and learned so much watching him. I still quit after 7 years, but it was not Mike's fault. So Mike will be here shortly at 6:35. We'll talk popcorn. We'll talk movies. He's got a new thing I know he wants to talk about, a segment he will do. I know we have listeners in Chicago, so they can maybe check out Mike on WGN-TV. And then, this is exciting, Northeast Wisconsin's own Lou Lepore will be here. Lou is a magician. I was introduced to Lou by my friend Mike Desitel, who used to work in the news racket here in Green Bay, who lives in Marinette now. And what am I looking at here? Oh, that's funny. Mike connected me with Lou, and they're both part of this brotherhood of magicians. So I'm excited to talk about that. We've talked a little magic on the show before, but not really done a deep dive, I would say.
Yeah, not too much.
Yeah. So we'll talk to Lou about a big event they have coming up and a big celebration of Harry Houdini. And that's what I was getting at, folks. I kind of buried the lead. I'm excited to talk about Harry Houdini with another magician who is pretty well schooled in Harry Houdini's life and in magic in Northeast Wisconsin. So that'll be fun to have Lou here in the studio. And great fun. Today, I'm telling you, I don't know, this the game today, I don't know how I feel about it. Like, it was a good win for the Badgers, but talk about a lackluster. Neither team looked like they wanted to be there. Like, usually when I sit down to watch something and work, it never works out. Like, I'll sit down to do some work, and I'm like, I'm going to watch this game. And the game is crazy exciting, and I get nothing done. This game today, I was like, oh, the Badgers are up 10. Oh, they cut it to 6. Oh, the Badgers are back up by 15. It was like an easy game to kind of follow and work through. But a good win. They move on.
They move on. They face BYU.
Yeah.
And BYU's a good team, so it's going to be a tough challenge.
Did BYU win by a landslide, or how was that game?
They won by a decent amount. Yeah, it was, well, it started out, they were up by 20 for most of the game, and then it kind of cut down a little bit towards the end, but
okay.
Yeah, BYU looks good, so Badgers got to step up the pace a little bit, I think, against them.
That's the thing that worried about me. Like, that's the thing that worried me was that the Badgers, you know, I feel like when you're in the tournament and you have a little bit of momentum, and I know they lost to Michigan, but they still had momentum, I feel like. And, you know, the two guys I was watching the game with, or the second half at least, they were like, they got to throttle these guys. Like, they should be sending a message. And the Badgers weren't. It's kind of like, I felt like they played like they have 3 championships out of the last 5 years and they're just getting through this. But no, the Badgers, every time they're in the tournament, there should be some franticness or some urgency there. I didn't see any of that today.
The one thing I will say about this is a definitely different look Badgers. The Badgers that we've seen before don't score 80 points. They score 60.
That's true.
You know, and it's just mainly about defense back then. But now I think we got some good offensive pieces. I mean, today, Tanjay didn't even do much. But Blackwell, Amos, who's off the bench, they played really well. So it's just about ball movement, who can do it that day.
It sounded like you said bowel movement.
Bowel. Whoever can do the bowel movement
they had
the best.
Some serious bowel movements out there today. That's and it makes them lighter on their feet. It was,
yeah, exactly.
They really very active and agile. Hey, we got to get to our question of the night, and it's based on. Before you do that, Conrad, today is National. What is it? Ravioli Day. I think it's National Ravioli Day. And that got me thinking. We've done so well. People love responding to food questions. So our question of the night is happening now.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What's your favorite Italian dish? This got my brain. I was racking my brain trying to figure out because I love Italian food. I don't eat it as much as I used to because it's so heavy, but it is so good. And I have to say, I think I'm just going to say straight up garlic and oil. Linguine with garlic and oil, some extra garlic maybe, and give me some garlic bread. And I am set. I don't need the red sauce, maybe a meatball on the side or something, but I just love pasta. Garlic and oil, baby. That is my favorite Italian meal. That is our question of the night. What is your favorite Italian meal? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app or on the stream. I was just about to ask Conrad his favorite. We got a phone call. So your favorite Italian meal, folks. And if you're watching on the stream, you're going to see we have an in-studio guest tonight, which is exciting. At 7:20, Lou Lepore will be here. So if you want to see on the stream, I think Lou is going to try to do some tricks, too. And magic tricks on the radio are tough, but if Lou is here in person, you should definitely check it out on the stream.
I was going to say, he's actually going to be over stream.
Now. Lou is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was coming in.
No, he's going to be over stream, but he's still going to do some tricks over it. So even he's going to be on the stream. So if you want to tune in for that, you'll be able to see what he's going to do.
God, I put on deodorant for nothing. No offense.
I was about to say, come on.
So you got to answer, what is your favorite Italian meal?
I will tell after his break because it's a little longer.
Well, that must be a hell of a meal.
It is.
Okay, all right, we're going to do that. You find out what Conrad's favorite Italian dish coming up. We're going to talk about Ferris Bueller. That dropped today, years and years ago. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
the Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What is your favorite Italian dish? It is National Ravioli Day. Everything has a day. Everything has a day, whether they deserve it or not. It's kind of insane. But today is National Ravioli Day, so our question of the night is, what is your favorite Italian dish? I went straight up old school, not even old school, just very kind of plain Jane-ish linguine with garlic and oil. Extra garlic. And when I'm in a restaurant, there's a restaurant up in Peshtigo I go to sometimes called Luigi's. And I'll say, double the garlic and then double that. No one likes me in their house afterwards, but it is a delish. So what is your favorite Italian dish? That's our question tonight. Conrad, you kind of teased us before the break, but what say you?
So it's, I guess it's not really a dish, but it's one of the best things I had when I was in when I was in Rome. It was this little shop right outside the hotel, and I got a pint of Peroni, which is their like their beer over there.
Okay.
And I had this ham, well, pastrami? I don't know. I can't remember if it was.
Prosciutto?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
It was that on some like amazing crust with just a basic like butter, garlic, like sauce. There's oh, wow. There was no actual sauce on it, just that. And then some really good, some cheese on there. It's a smaller, it's like a personal pan pizza pretty much.
So pizza.
So it was that, the Peroni, and just the sights. That was my favorite thing there.
But it's kind of like a designer pizza almost, or a...
Yeah, I would say, I mean, it was a gelato spot.
Interesting.
But they had like, they really advertised the gelato, but you go inside there and it's just like, there was like five pages on the menu.
I don't even need the red sauce anymore. Yeah. I love the garlic. Scott from the 608 says, in my 50s, it's how long do you plank? Yes. I'll tell you what, Scott, I love, you know, I go through bouts where I'll do sit-ups, but I just hate it so much. I really hate the pain of sit-ups, and I can't do 20 sit-ups. I have to do it until it kind of hurts, and then I keep pushing myself, and I just quit, and I don't do it for like a year. But I know how important that is, how important your core is as you get older. Who called, Conrad? Cindy called?
Yeah, that was Cindy.
Cindy, we had to reset our phones, so we'd love to hear from you if you want to call back. Steve from the 920 says, after watching the Badgers today, I have a strong feeling they will make it to at least the Sweet 16. That is my prediction. I hope they make it at least that far.
I think they'll go to the Elite Eight.
I hope. I mean, with a three seed, you should be in that conversation
in talks,
somewhere.
Yeah, definitely.
From the 920, Cindy. Oh, phone not working. We figured that out. All right. AJ from the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. You even lift. Wait, what does that mean, bros? Is AJ taking a shot at us, Conrad? Because AJ is spelling bras, B-R-A-H-S, like bros, bruh.
Bruh.
So AJ's like, do you even lift, bros? I think that's a challenge.
Yep.
Listen, I will bench 100 pounds.
There you go.
I don't even need a spotter for that. And I'll do it on the stream, AJ. AJ says, I love piccata, chicken or seafood. Make it simple and delicious. Butter, lemon, and capers. Oh, man, that's good. Yeah, you can't go wrong. Lemon's the other thing. Garlic and lemon, put as much of it on as you want. I'm still eating it. From the 608, Anna from Madison says, my favorite Italian food is manicotti with a glass of Prosecco?
Prosecco.
Prosecco, I thought so. Is that spelled right?
I don't know.
I thought it was like a derivation of Prosecco. And tiramisu for dessert.
Ooh,
very nice. Anna, doing it upright. Steady Eddie. A little early for Steady Eddie.
Yeah.
He must have set his alarm. But I love it. Steady Eddie, as you know or may not know, is in the 608. He says, Pete, I'm impressed by Conrad.
Thank you.
Well, who isn't? what are you bench pressing these days, Pete? Lately, I'm focusing on 12-ounce curls at the gym. So that's not beer. That's the joke. But Steady Eddie is just curling actual 12 ounces of weight. He says, a bar that's around the corner just down the street. I get it. The bar is called the gym. Did you get that?
That's a pretty sick name for
a
bar.
Pretty sweet name. I feel like I've either heard of that or, well, it'd be in the 608, so maybe Madison? I don't know. Steady Eddie, a little early for you, buddy, but I like it. You still brought it. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, Sophia Loren on the beach. Yeah, scrap my order of garlic and pasta. I'll take Sophia Loren on the beach as well. I didn't mean that the way it sounded, but that's a lovely image. Thank you. Tyler, for the text. So let us know, what is your favorite Italian dish? It is National Ravioli Day, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what we are trying to find out. Badgers won today. That's exciting. I've been watching, I started Severance last night. Have you watched Severance?
I got through two episodes. I don't know, it kind of dragged for me. I didn't get back into it yet.
Okay. I like it. I watched one episode, and the show is so popular. Like on paper, when I read about it, it didn't do anything for me. But it's so popular, people are flipping over this show to the point where when you go to Roku and you put S in search, Severance comes up. Just S. You go to Google, SE, Severance. Like that's how popular this Apple TV show is. So I watched the first episode last night, episode one, season one, and I was confused. Borderline bored for the first 40 minutes. And then it came around, and knowing what the premise is, I thought it was kind of cool. So I'll stick with it. But it must be something. It must go places because people rave about it. So I don't know. So we don't have time for a Ferris Bueller clip, do we? Did I talk too much?
No, we actually got time for... It's a 12-second clip, but I think you'll recognize it.
You think we can squeeze that in?
It's when they're out at the ballpark.
All right, Ferris Bueller dropped today in 1987. Here's a little clip from Ferris Bueller at Wrigley Field.
I think I broke my thumb.
Hey, bada, 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 so win, bada.
Come on.
Hey, bada, 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 so win, bada. Kennedy, 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 so win, bada.
You know, I mean... That's a nice clip, but 12 seconds. There you go, folks. 12 seconds of Ferris Bueller on the anniversary of one of the greatest comedies from the 80s, brought to you by Nightlight. That's fantastic. What is your favorite Italian dish? It's National Ravioli Day. Jim from Appleton says, Italian food, yummy. My favorite is stuffed cannoli filled with hot cannelloni. I am not even close to being bilingual. Filled with hot sausage and spinach, covered with marinara and Parmesan cheese. Yeah, nice. Conrad's mom checks in and says, I love mushroom ravioli with a light wine sauce and garlic with a glass of Italian red wine.
Yeah, love the mushrooms.
You Kriegers know the drill when you go to Italy. All right, Mike Toomey is coming up. It's our popcorn pick of the week. Coming up right after Civic Media's award-winning news team tells you what's up. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. CBS News brief. Airline schedules around the world are being scrambled with the closure of London's Heathrow Airport. Ian Pechenik is with Flight Radar 24.
Japan Airlines heading to Helsinki. There's a British Airways flight headed to Reykjavik. And then we have all of the North American flights that had kind of crossed the coast over into the ocean, turning around and then returning either to their origin or to destinations on the east coast of the U.S.
An electrical substation fire caused a significant power outage at Heathrow. The shutdown will last until at least 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight. President Trump's latest executive order calls for the Department of Education to begin cutting back programs.
We're going to be returning education, very simply, back to the states where it belongs. And this is a very popular thing to do, but much more importantly, it's a common sense thing to do.
Only Congress can eliminate a department, and Republicans on Capitol Hill will try and do that. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A Badgers win in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a victory today over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell, leading scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell, 18. John Tanjay had 15 in all five Badgers players with double-digit points. Up next, they face Brigham Young on Saturday. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. It still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart. Smart with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's looking more and more like we should all avoid heading to the theaters to see The Alto Nights, where Robert De Niro plays gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese. That's right, he plays both roles. Despite what producers thought was a solid script and Barry Levinson directing, the crime thriller is drawing only 38% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not sure if De Niro playing two roles has anything to do with it, but how hard could it have been to find another actor and not rely on a gimmick? Actress Jenny Slate initially supported her co-star Blake Lively in her sexual harassment complaints against Justin Baldoni. The three actors were all in the film It Ends With Us, where the controversy started. In a recent interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Slate, the star of Bob's Burgers and FX's new series Dying for Sex, says she only wanted to talk about her new show and will no longer discuss anything involving Baldoni, Lively, or It Ends With Us. All this drama will no doubt be a miniseries one day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to 48 for a high today. Tonight, clear, low in the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler, mid to upper 30s for a high with some rain and eventually a little snow possible late tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Barry Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome This Week in Waukesha host Don Brown and Milwaukee native and writer-director of Just a Bit Outside, Sean Hanisch. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
All right, welcome back. This is fun. Every week, one of my favorite segments, we get to talk about movie snacks, what we like to watch, and then we get to get an actual pick from our guest of a movie that we should see that's being recommended to us. So always fun to do the Popcorn Pick of the Week. And joining me now to make this week's pick, you might know him from his Christmas show he does every year in Southeast Wisconsin. He's a comedian and a TV host from WGN TV on the morning show in Chicago. Mike Toomey joins me now. Mike, how are you?
Oh, Pete, I'm just fine. How are you today?
Doing very well. Thank you.
Tonight.
It's Nightlight, yes. Mike. Yes.
It is the Nightlight. And I hope you're burning. I hope you're keeping the Nightlight on.
Oh, we're doing it. We're keeping our heart light on, Mike.
Hey, you know what? Because home's the most excellent place to be, and that's where I am right now. But listen, I heard your review or your mention of the Snow White and Seven Dwarfs movie.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that according to a survey, only one in seven dwarfs is happy?
Is it too late to change who we do the popcorn pick this week? Boy, Mike, I'll tell you what. You have to. I'm assuming that's not your pick. We'll get your pick in a minute. But that to mess up a Disney movie, like, that is not reviewing well. You've got one of the most popular brands ever in movie history from one of the oldest studios, and you mess it up and you're getting bad reviews. How does that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. It's almost like maybe you wonder if they're not running out of ideas, you know? How many times can we reboot something when it's really good?
It's awful. It's just 46% it's getting in Rotten Tomatoes. So thank you for, I assume that's not your pick, and we will get, we'll get to your pick. But how are you? Did Mike freeze?
Yeah.
Look at Mike's frozen. I think we had issues. Did we have this problem last time?
I don't believe so.
No. He looks very handsome. Look, he's just kind of smiling and his face is in one position if you're watching on the street. Or he's just doing that. That's something Mike would do. Let's see if we can reconnect Mike Conrad and see what we can do there. So while we are trying to get Mike Toomey back on the line, we'll go to our text line here. And Steve from Florida checks back in from the 920. He says, after our family trip to Italy this past year, taking a private lesson on making a fresh made cheese ravioli and tiramisu was amazing. But my favorite Italian dish is still a good homemade lasagna. Yeah, it's hard to go. That's our Christmas Eve dish every year, Steve. My mom would make lasagna on Christmas Eve. Then we'd have kind of the big turkey and stuffing on Christmas Day. But I love lasagna. And I like in lasagna, it's like you don't have humongous chunks of sausage. It's more subtle. So I love a good lasagna. That's a great text. That's our question of the night is, what is your favorite Italian dish? It is National Ravioli Day here in America. So all you patriots, have some Italian food tonight. So do we have Mike back?
He's not back yet.
Oh, he's not back yet. Should we just call him?
Yeah, I'm going to.
You got his number?
I'm going to get it.
How'd you get Mike Toomey's number? As a big star. Look at you. Conrad's got everybody's number. I'll tell you another movie that's not reviewing well. Mike and I were talking about Snow White. Robert De Niro, The Alt Knights is out, and it's Alto Knights. I'm sorry. Do we have Mike?
No, say it.
I don't speak sign language, so if you could just tell me what's on your mind.
I was saying to check your chat.
Yeah, my chat, okay. You can just ask me on the air for his number. I like looking up phone numbers on the air. You know what? What if something horrible happened to him? I hope that's not the case. He's one of my best friends, but can you imagine, like, we're making jokes and someone, like, invaded Mike's house and said, get off the radio?
You're not allowed to be on radio. You're
not allowed to be on radio. Hey, that bit I wanted from him with the marijuana PSA, he says he can't use that anymore. There's some sort of, I know. All right, I'm texting you the number, and then I will, and then we'll get Mike on the phone and see if we can get on with our popcorn pick of the week. Here's a pick. I was talking about the Alto Knights, the new Robert De Niro film. This is so sad because it's a Barry Levinson movie. It is not reviewing well. And it's the story of Frank Costello and Vito Genovese in New York. De Niro plays both roles. He plays the head of two families. And I don't know why they did that. Rob Thomas was on last night, and he said, couldn't they get Joe Pesci or something like that? But it's just like a gimmicky thing that I don't think you need. Like, those are two interesting enough guys. They led two of the five New York families in the mob. You don't need to do a gimmick like that. And you got Barry Levinson directing. I don't understand why they were doing that. You had to reset the phone again. How do you do that? It's okay. We've got, we'll get Mike on the phone. We're resetting our phone, and then we are going to reset our hard drives because someone got, I'm concerned about Mike. That's all I'm saying. And I will drive to Chicago tonight to defend my friend. Mike's going to make the popcorn pick of the week as soon as we get him back here once our phones are reset. But I was talking about the Alto Knights, and it's Robert De Niro. Barry Levinson is the director. Why do you have to have De Niro play the two leads? I think that would be very distracting. And it's totally unnecessary. And I think when you do that, when you have a big-time director and a big-time actor with a studio behind it, I don't think that's going to help you with critics. So the good thing is, if you like De Niro and Barry Levinson, maybe this film is not as bad as critics are saying. Maybe they don't like kind of the smugness of this gimmick, of De Niro playing two roles. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. I'm anxious to see the audience reviews on Rotten Tomatoes after this weekend, which is opening weekend.
You know what my theory is?
Yeah.
They only had one. They only had a budget for one big actor.
So okay.
They said, well.
So here's my response to that. Go out and get an actor who's not as well known. You still got Robert De Niro on your marquee.
Didn't think of it.
Yeah. You were going to talk the other night, too. We haven't gotten to this yet because we keep getting distracted, but the Electric State. Was it terrible? I still can't bring myself to watch it, given the reviews.
I can't remember if it was yesterday. Yeah, I think it was yesterday in the beach. He said it wasn't reviewing well.
Right.
And I can see probably, because they did have such a big budget for what the movie was, I think. But I think the story is really nice, you know.
Oh.
But it's kind of funny how her brother is like the Albert Einstein, and he goes to college in like ninth grade or something like that, and they go into battle with robots because the robots are sick of working for humans, like that do like, you know, like hair cutting or stuff like that. So they were, it's like a huge war between USA versus the robots. The robots are winning, and then this guy makes a software where the humans control robots, but aren't in it. You know what I mean? They put headsets on.
Right.
And how they got to that is that they took the brother and put him in like, I don't even know how to explain it. They put him in it, connected a bunch of things to it. And that's his brain was powering all that software.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if that review is any indication, Conrad just explained the movie, The Electric State. The movie is getting a 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. I would give your review a 30%, so your review is more exciting than the movie. However, 72% of audiences like the film. And I think people just like to hang out at home or whatever, but audiences seem to like it more than critics. I feel like there's a stigma. You know, when Chris Pratt makes a movie or Ryan Reynolds, you kind of know what you're going to get. I feel like that's the same type of deal. I also watched a film called, Elevation. Okay, a couple weeks ago, I talked about The Gorge, and I thought that was I said, it's not a great movie, but it's a great streaming movie. And I feel kind of the same way about Elevation. Anthony Mackie is the lead. It's about a bunch of people who have to live in the mountains above 8,000 feet so that these creatures who wiped out 95% of the population can't reach them. They cannot go above 8,000 feet. So throughout the course of the movie, Anthony Mackie has to save his son. They live in this little community. He has to go below 8,000 feet to find an old hospital to get some asthma medicine for his son. And these creatures, obviously, he has to avoid them, and he goes down with two other people. It was good. I mean, I enjoyed it. They explained how the creatures came to be and how they've been living in the middle of the earth for centuries, waiting to hatch and come up and take over the world. And I thought it was actually really enjoyable, especially for a streaming movie, a streaming platform movie. I thought it was really good. So there's a recommendation for you. I also watched Long Bright River, a new show on Peacock starring Amanda Seyfried. And I'll tell you about that one soon, too, because I really enjoyed that one as well. I'm crushing it on streaming. I haven't seen Electric State, though, yet. Do we have him? Oh, Mike's back?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Do we have him on phone? Okay. I prefer phone. It's old school. I'm an old school guy. Mike, how are you?
I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. I apologize for that.
Oh, that's okay. Your face was kind of stuck in the stream. You had kind of a funny expression, and I didn't know if you were just doing that to be funny, because I wouldn't put that past you to do something like that.
People say that to me a lot. Are you making that face to be funny?
And then when you don't, then when you don't answer after 2 minutes, they're like, "Oh, okay, I guess not."
You're like, "What? What face? This is my face."
So, all right, Mike, we'll get into more of the popcorn. We're coming up. We got a couple minutes before a break. So let's get your popcorn pick after the short break. But I want to ask you, what is your favorite Italian dish? You're half Italian.
Yes, sir.
So it's kind of fortuitous that you're on the show tonight on National Ravioli Day. And I don't mean that in any kind of derogatory way. I love Italians. I kind of wish I was Italian. What is your favorite Italian dish?
Well, I'm a big fan of ravioli on Ravioli Day, but lately it kind of goes in phases. But for the last several years, I've really enjoyed a good eggplant parmesan.
Oh, wow. Do you find that the really, eggplant really kind of messes up the consistency of the pasta?
No.
Okay.
I do not find that. And, I mean, if they do it right. If it's done right, it's hard to beat.
Is that the kind of dish you would get down at Sinise's Winery in the 80s?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is.
Here's my favorite story. This is a comedy club on the south side of Chicago that a lot of Chicago comics would work. And these two brothers owned it, and they were good guys, you know. And Mike thought he would take it upon himself to say to one of them, "Are they still in business, Mike? Is that place still there?"
Yeah, no.
Okay,
no,
I can say this. Not. All right, so you saw a mouse, and you went up and told one of the owners, and you said, "Hey, I just want to let you know. I saw a mouse by the kitchen." And what did he say to you?
I mean, he said, like, "Oh, yeah? Where?"
I thought you said he just said, "Thanks, Mike." Like, it was not even.
That could have been it. I don't remember. I just remember I was expecting, "Oh, my God. We got to get somebody on this right now. Call Larkin." You know, but it was just
word.
A very, like, a shrug.
That's
okay.
So funny. do you have a team, Mike? Did you watch any basketball today? Who do you have? Did you make a prediction, or did you fill out a bracket this year for the NCAA?
I have not yet, but generally my go-to is always Barbizon School of Beauty.
Ooh. They got it.
And Train Co. is very strong this year. We're looking for them to be the dark horse.
They have a great backcourt. What? How about any of the clown colleges making an appearance this year? They've been quiet the last few years.
They all kind of beat up on each other all year. None of them really, you know, emerged with a good record. But, you know, it's nice when they would travel to go to visit another school, they would do it in one car.
And then their gear would arrive in another Volkswagen Bug. Oh, that is glorious. How do you, like, are you an Illinois fan, though? I mean, you live kind of south of Chicago. You're kind of right in the thick of it. I know your son went to U of I. Are you an Illinois fan?
I would say, I mean, not entirely. I mean, I like basketball. I like the tournament, but I'm one of those people who doesn't really get too interested until a couple rounds in when there's a Cinderella team has been established and some of that. But yeah, hey, if Illinois is in, I certainly want them to win. Yeah.
That is some serious diehard fandom. I'm just the opposite, Mike. I like the first weekend with all the games and the craziness and the upsets. And then obviously I'm with you. If there's like a Cinderella team, I'll get behind that too. Mike Toomey is here. He is one of the hosts of the WGN Morning Show in Chicago and a comedian who does a Christmas show here in Wisconsin every year. We'll talk about that too. But first, technical issues behind us. We're going to get Mike's popcorn pick of the week. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Matt Nair on air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbus Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Popcorn Pick of the Week. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. My guest giving said pick is Mike Toomey. He is one of the morning hosts of the WGN Morning Show and a hilariously funny stand-up comedian who is well-traveled through our state and does a Christmas show here every year in Southeast Wisconsin. We'll talk a little bit about that. But Mike, let's talk popcorn. Let's talk movies. What do you have a favorite movie snack?
Well, I used to get the, we used to do the thing where you go to Walgreens first and get the box of Raisinets, the snow caps, and then stuff them in your clothes, and they rattle when you walk in, like you're really getting away with something and they know that you're, what you're doing. But nothing in particular, but yeah, the big box, the big Raisinets, the snow caps, and what is another thing that has a name you can't pronounce, but it goes with those?
Goobers?
There it is. I have the worst time pronouncing the word goober.
It's an absolute horrible name for a snack.
Candy is good.
Yeah, it's a terrible name for a snack. But I have ordered them. My wife gets Raisinets. I get the Goobers. I don't think they make either one of them anymore. Maybe they still make Raisinets, but
I'm pretty sure you can still score some Raisinets.
You think so? You got a guy?
I got a guy.
All right. I think that's the way to do it too, is to go to the store first. And I haven't done that in so long, but I used to love going on the road with comics because they would, like, Rich Brown would sneak a beer in and you'd be watching, like, you'd have the opening credits. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you'd hear, psst, like everybody. How do you like to watch movies, Mike? Do you like to go to the theater or do you have a game plan at home? Do you like to stream? What's your tactic?
We have really become quite the streamers of late.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we would go occasionally to the movie theaters, but then once COVID hit, we're those people who haven't really made it back. I've probably been to maybe 3-4 movies since COVID at the actual theater.
Oh, so, no kidding.
You know, we look forward to our Fridays here and we'll just stream stuff.
Do you find, this is what happens to me when I like to stream stuff too. I mean, it's just so easy. Obviously I can watch 2 or 3 things in a night. But I find myself getting up a lot. And I don't know if it's like because I'm semi-OCD, but I'll go, oh, wait a minute. I should go turn that light off, or I should get this dish done so I don't have to do it later. Maybe I should pee. I don't really have to go, but I'm bored and I want to not have to go in a half hour. You know what I mean? Like, you sure. kind of find excuses to do things.
No, I find it pretty easy to just stay on my back the whole time.
Yeah, thanks for the assist. So what do you eat at home, though? Do you have a different snack? Because you can make anything if you're at home.
And usually Friday, I mean, you know, when you get old, you become sort of ritualized a little bit. We tend to order a pizza and just try to whip through stuff on a Friday night.
What kind of pizza?
Well, we get several options around here, Pete. there's a lovely dessert pizza at the place down the road, but, you know, any kind is good.
Okay. All right. I think we're, Conrad, you ready? I think we're ready to get our guest, Mike Toomey's Popcorn Pick of the Week. Conrad, if you please.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week. Giving this week's pick is comedian Mike Toomey.
All right. Now, I'm going to go way back. I don't know how many people give you, like, really old movies or lesser remembered movies, but I'm going to go all the way back to 1939. There was a movie I watched when I was up really late, and I just stumbled upon it. And It just hit me at the right time, and it was the coolest movie. It's called On Borrowed Time with Lionel Barrymore. Have you heard of this movie?
I have not.
Okay. It's kind of got like a Twilight Zone element to it. And in 1939, so that's 8 years before he was Mr. Potter and It's a Wonderful Life. But he still played the old man character. And he cheats death is essentially what he does in this movie. And all the stuff that happens in the course of it is really pretty clever, pretty cool, very, very Twilight Zone before the Twilight Zone.
I was not expecting that, Mike. That's a great pick. When's the last time you watched that movie? It sounds like it's one you've gone back to over the years.
I actually watched it less than a year ago when I was sitting up late. I found it on one of the streaming services and watched it at like 2 a.m, which is how I discovered it in the first place. You know, I wasn't expecting it and came across this movie and for whatever reason, like, you know, some movies, you just remember them vividly, you know, line for line, scene for scene. You know, that's mine.
That's fantastic. Are you a fan of film noirs?
Yes.
Me too. I've been so into those lately, and so many of the streaming services, you know how it is. You watch one, the algorithm takes off, and all of a sudden you've got like 50. This is one of those times I actually like that because I've seen so many great ones. And I've learned to sort of teleport myself back and watch a movie through different eyes almost, or in a different era. Like 20 years ago, I probably would not have enjoyed film noirs as much, but now I can't get enough of them.
Right. And depending on what the theme of it is or what they're talking about, sometimes it loosely holds up today and you can assimilate it with something that's going on now or the same types of arguments that people have.
Do you have a favorite actor from that era?
Well, going way back, I mean, I actually loved him. I thought the Lionel Barrymore was like, you know, a standout. Of course, that whole It's a Wonderful Life movie, you gotta love Jimmy Stewart. You gotta, you know, love all those guys. But yeah, I'm gonna go Lionel Barrymore.
I love it. That's great. Mike, can we keep you for a few more minutes after the news?
Of course.
I felt like our time was cheated a little bit, but I have a few more questions for you, then we'll let you get on. I know you have to get up at like 3 a.m, right?
4.
Okay. All right. Mike Toomey is my guest. He's one of the hosts of the WGN Morning Show and a very funny comedian. We'll talk a little bit about a Christmas show he does here every year because I want to whet people's appetite, Mike, as the year goes on. We'll do all of that after the news. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we continue On Location from Richland Center, Wisconsin. We'll have the general manager of WRCO, WRCE, Phil Nee, and host of Those Were the Days, and look at our brackets. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The gold ball is back home. Congratulations to our Assumption Lady Royals winning the Division 5 State Basketball Championship. A thank you to all the parents, administrators, fans, to the coaches, players, our board ops, announcers, and our amazing sponsors. Congratulations to the Assumption Lady Royals.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin in London, where there was an electrical fire near Heathrow Airport causing a major power outage. The BBC's Charlotte Gallagher is there and tells us while the fire is now under control, the airport remains shut down.
Nothing is happening at Heathrow Airport today, apart from, of course, preparing for when the airport does reopen, which will hopefully happen at midnight tonight. But that's a hope at the moment. Heathrow Airport say there will be significant disruption in the days ahead.
The outage grinded flights to a halt, leaving tens of thousands of travelers stranded. A Southwest Airlines flight got stopped just before taking off from Orlando International Airport because it wasn't on the runway yet. The crew apparently mistook the taxiway for the runway and had just been rolling for takeoff when air traffic control canceled their clearance. Elon Musk is set to go to the Pentagon today.